According to research, in order for a culture to maintain itself for more than 25 years, there must be a fertility rate of 2.11 children per family. With anything less, the culture will decline. Historically, no culture has ever reversed a 1.9 fertility rate. A rate of 1.3, impossible to reverse, because it would take 80 to 100 years to correct itself, and there is no economic model that can sustain a culture during that time. In other words, if two sets of parents each have one child, there are half as many children as parents. If those children have one child, then there are one-fourth as many grandchildren as grandparents. If only 1 million babies are born in 2006, it's hard to have 2 million adults enter the workforce in 2026. As the population shrinks, so does the culture. As of 2007, the fertility rate in France was 1.8, England 1.6, Greece 1.3, Germany 1.3, Italy 1.2, Spain 1.1. Across the entire European Union of 31 countries, the fertility is a mere 1.38. Historical research tells us these numbers are impossible to reverse. In a matter of years, Europe as we know it will cease to exist. Yet the population of Europe is not declining. Why? Immigration. Islamic immigration. Of all population growth in Europe since 1990, 90% has been Islamic immigration. France, 1.8 children per family. Muslims, 8.1. In southern France, traditionally one of the most populated church regions in the world, there are now more mosques than churches. 30% of children ages 20 and younger are Islamic. In the larger cities such as Nice, Marseille, and Paris, that number has grown to 45%. By 2027, 1 in 5 Frenchmen will be Muslim. In just 39 years, France will be an Islamic republic. In the last 30 years, the Muslim population of Great Britain rose from 82,000 to 2.5 million, a 30-fold increase. There are over 1,000 mosques, many of them former churches. In the Netherlands, 50% of all newborns are Muslim, and in only 15 years, half of the population of the Netherlands will be Muslim. In Russia, there are over 23 million Muslims. That's 1 out of 5 Russians. 40% of the entire Russian army will be Islamic in just a few short years. Currently in Belgium, 25% of the population and 50% of all newborns are Muslim. The government of Belgium has stated 1/3 of all European children will be born to Muslim families by 2025, just 17 years away. The German government, the first to talk about this publicly, recently released a statement saying, "The fall in the German population can no longer be stopped. Its downward spiral is no longer reversible. It will be a Muslim state by the year 2050. Muammar al-Gaddafi of Libya said, "There are signs that Allah will grant victory to Islam in Europe, without swords, without guns, without conquest. We don't need terrorists. We don't need homicide bombers. The 50-plus million Muslims in Europe will turn it into a Muslim continent within a few decades." There are currently 52 million Muslims in Europe. The German government said that number is expected to double in the next 20 years to 104 million. 3 years ago, a meeting of 24 Islamic organizations was held in Chicago. The transcripts of that meeting showed in detail their plans to evangelize America through journalism, politics, education, and more. They said, we must prepare ourselves for the reality that in 30 years, there will be 50 million Muslims living in America. The world that we live in is not the world in which our children and grandchildren will live. The Catholic Church recently reported that Islam has just surpassed their membership numbers. Some studies show that at Islam's current rate of growth, in 5 to 7 years, it will be the dominant religion of the world. As believers, we call upon you to join the effort to share the gospel message with the changing world. This is a call to action.
I'm 13.
So Henry, is anyone forcing you to embrace Islam? Did anyone force you?
No, not at all.
And what made you come to Islam? Why did you? How did you see the light?
Basically, over the summer holidays, I had never really followed a religion in my life, and I guess I just looked into it because I was curious, and it's just so amazing and so overwhelming that like I can't really run.
Okay, so I want everybody to be quiet for this, because Henry is about to embrace Islam. Please remain silent while this very special moment takes place for Henry. So Henry, I want you to repeat after me. Ashhadu. An la ilaha.
La ilaha.
Wa illallah.
Wa illallah.
Wa ashhadu. Anna.
Muhammadan. Abduhu.
Wa rasulu. In English,
I bear witness
that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah and I bear witness that Muhammad peace be upon him
is his servant and messenger.
Takbir. When you see Henry walking around, give him a great hug and congratulate him. Because Henry, you are part of billions of Muslims around the world. And every single one of these people in front of you and more will love you for it. Because you are Muslim. And we have something in common now. We all worship Allah. How do you feel?
I feel amazing.
We're living in a world that's lost its way. I mean by that that people are disconnected today. I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior. I have eternal life as a present possession because I've repented of my sin and by faith I've come to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior. The Eternal One lives in me. And not only am I a Christian, I have now become a part of a great Christian heritage. A heritage that's been handed down from generation to generation. A heritage that's true to God's Word. Our faith has been once delivered, but it must be contended for in every generation. And these wonderful men and women who have contended for our faith in every generation are part of our heritage. And they do not need to be forgotten. And I want to encourage you to remember your Christian heritage. In America, here in this building, we have 30,000 square feet that's been designated as a Christian Heritage Center. I happen to be seated in the middle of that Christian Heritage Center, right in the center of it. And there are hundreds of displays here that tell us the story of the English Bible, that tell us the story of martyrs, of people who have been mightily used of God as pastors and evangelists. But I have a great concern for this same thing in the United Kingdom. I don't know of any place in the whole wide world that has a greater Christian heritage than the United Kingdom, and in particular in England. Think what we all have received because of faithful people who have lived for Christ and have been willing to give their lives for the Lord Jesus Christ through the centuries from that part of the world. And think of the people whose names come to mind. The Wesleys. Think of the Salvation Army and General Booth. Think of our great Baptist heritage and so many wonderful people like Spurgeon and the work that continues there in the Metropolitan Tabernacle. Think of people like Elizabeth Fry and the work that she did for God. On and on and on the list goes. Even in this recent time, the moving of God through the Free Presbyterian Movement. And so many people have been mightily used of God like that. The great revivals that have started in that part of the world and have touched all other parts of the world. I think the list is almost unending. But it's forgotten. The heritage of that part of the world has been forgotten. And there needs to be a place set aside for that heritage so that people can come in an appropriate setting and learn more of the great Christian heritage that we all are recipients of. And also in that place where we view that heritage, there could be a gospel thrust going out to train evangelists and Sunday school teachers. Think of the Sunday school movement and people like Robert Rakes and others who were mightily used of God in reaching boys and girls with a Bible teaching evangelistic Sunday school. And so the need is great and the time is short. And may God help us to work together to establish a tremendous Christian heritage. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And by the way, dear friends, our faith is a treasured heritage. It's not some contemporary experiment. It's a treasured heritage. And in that treasured heritage, we have an opportunity to continue to tell people about God's saving grace. We have an opportunity to continue to tell people about God's Word, to teach and preach the Word of God. And in that setting where people could be trained and evangelists could be sent out and Sunday school workers could be trained to start evangelistic Sunday schools, there are so many wonderful things that could be done for God. And I want you to pray in earnest, pray sincerely. Pray that God will raise up a great Christian Heritage Center and that this trust that's been given to us can be passed on to the next generation.